Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we are, jumping off in hour three, our final hour of Sports Talk. Then it is the Ed Ogeron Show on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander at Master Control and on the Sports Flash. He'll take your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Jason in Destrehan. Go ahead, Jason. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing tonight?
What's up, man?
All right, Jason, what you got?
Look, I hate bringing this up because it's been a, you know, it's been an up and down year, but the decline of.
Oh, we lost him. Call back, Jason.
Well, you have to call back. I think he was going to talk about, I don't know why, Bobby, in that dial tone. I don't know. You can call back, Jason. He wanted to talk about maybe the decline of Cam Jordan. I would say, yeah, Cam right now, he's still, like, hanging in there. Christian, what he has, like, four sacks now?
Four sacks.
Yeah, he's kind of hanging in there. You would think I'd like him to be maybe more like seven or eight sacks right now. You look at tackles for losses, you know, he's contributing like four or five and an eight quarterback hurries, couple of pass defending.
I think that's Jason coming up here.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to let Jason ask her what his opinion is. But to me, Cam Jordan, you can count on him. Now, the upside might not be where he was like all pro, not just a pro bowler, but he's still a legitimate starter.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Now,
what you're going to he's still very tough to move in the running game.
Yeah, like what you're going to pay him in the future, maybe not so much.
Jason and Destrehan, thanks for calling back. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, guys. Sorry about that. But, you know, this goes – the Cam Jordan situation for me, and I kind of heard what you guys were saying, and I know it's tough to let go of a player like that because of how good he is in the community and what he's meant to the fans and the team as a leader in the locker room. But when you look at a situation like what the Saints have with Cam Jordan right now, and you look at the way that the New England Patriots handle some of their players – you can see why the Patriots year after year after year just seem to reload and retool as opposed to rebuild.
Jason, the biggest writing on the wall for Cam Jordan was when they drafted Peyton Turner.
Yes, there's a reason why they drafted Peyton Turner. If you look at it, next year he would be 33 years of age going on his 12th season. So even Deuce will tell you this, Aaron. You know, Jason, that in theory – that this what teams want to do now. They don't always do this. Is that it's ready to is better to get rid of a player a year too soon than a year too late. And Bill Belichick might even give up a player. Okay, you know you talk about Bill Belichick and how outstanding what he's done with the Patriots. You know who guy they didn't want to pay and is playing unbelievable with the Cardinals, and he has been like that. Chandler Jones. You got to be freaking kidding me. He was a stud with the Patriots, and he's been a stud with the Cardinals. Now, I think Bill Belichick would admit we missed on that one.
Sure.
But some players he have not missed that they let just go by the wayside.
You got more, Jason? Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm saying I understand the Peyton Turner pick, and I get it, and that's good. But if you trade Cam Jordan a year early, you get so many more assets back, more than just a player to replace Cam Jordan. You get draft picks. You get Jason. Another player you might want for a different position.
Jason.
All I'm saying is that the fans, you know, and I'm included in that because we watched Drew Brees decline for 3 years before it was like, okay, it's time.
But what do you think you're going to get from another team, Jason, in terms of if you traded Cam Jordan this offseason, what do you think he would fetch?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a year too late. If they had done it last year, they would have gotten a lot more back.
Well, you're not still getting a first or second round. You'd be amazed, and some fans are disappointed that, bang for your buck, considering where we drafted him. What are we getting in return? All of a sudden, they just want to move you along, and you get a six-round draft pick or something. It's not like, okay, I want 2 ones. If you look at Odell Beckham, and look what the Browns gave up to get Odell Beckham. So you don't think the Browns would have wanted to trade Odell Beckham to whoever? They would have got anything,
yeah.
Even though the potential Odell Beckham. Now, they didn't want to pick up his contract, and the Rams pick him up after he cleared waivers.
These NFL coaches and GMs are the best poker players in the game. They know how to wait it out. Now, I know you're going to release them. We're not trading. We're not going to give you any assets. I mean, Jason, just by your phone call, I'm sure the league probably sees the same thing that Bobby does. And look, we're not talking about Cam Jordan can't play anymore, but his production has dipped.
The only one, and let me tell you, even though he's in trouble. Now, Jason, I would agree with this. The only one who's been in trouble, and I think it's more like the civil suits as far as what he's going to deal with all these ladies,
Deshaun Watson.
It's Deshaun Watson. But you know what? Deshaun Watson is 25 years old. And that's why they say
he's a unique talent.
We're going to weather the storm. And that's why, look with the Dolphins, whoever it might be, what are you willing to give up to get a Deshaun Watson? Because then they look, and if you're 25 years old, they looking okay, even like to 2023, even 23, 24 to have a vision and not necessarily even like the 2022 season.
Yeah.
And the ramifications you might be dealing with. You understand what I'm saying, Christian?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at Cam Jordan, that's why it's amazing that if you're playing in the National Football League and you're in your 30s, that's impressive.
Especially that position?
You're banging Christian, a lot of positions. It's a young man's league. Look at any roster when the Saints are playing. You know when you come out with the roster?
Yeah.
Look how many I'd say 31 plus. Look how many 31 plus players are actually on the team.
It's hard to do.
Christian, it might not even be a handful. It might be like two or three, maybe four guys. If you look at all the 32 teams,
yeah. It's
a young man's game. And that's why if you have ability, that's the only thing when they look at, because they're not looking at what you already accomplished. They look at what you're going to do in the future. They're not going to reward you.
Sure.
So, like Deshaun Watson, what he has going for him, that, you know, what are you going to give the Texans for him? And if he's on the contract, it's because of his age.
Jason, thanks for the phone call. Right back uptown. Trevor, what's going on, Trevor? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Trevor.
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just want to start out by saying I'm a huge fan. I listen to y'all every day on my way home from work. And I don't know how much info they gave you. I'm a 15-year transplant from upstate New York, and I've been following my Bills through good and bad. It's been more good than bad lately, but although the last few weeks has not been so good. But I'm just so excited for this game tomorrow, and my wife and I got tickets. We're having Thanksgiving dinner tonight so that we can go and have a great time tomorrow. And I just can't think of two better fan bases, two better organizations to face off on a holiday, on a beautiful day in New Orleans, and I'm just
without
so
a doubt.
Trevor, listen, the Bills Mafia is down here in droves. We're seeing it all over TV, social media.
Boy, if you come down here right now and you're from Buffalo, it's not that extreme, but it's almost like a summer day. Man, the weather is freaking unbelievable. Oh, why wouldn't I want to be here?
Unbelievable.
And Trevor, you know what I appreciate? Now, I don't care if you're from Buffalo, you're from New Orleans, it's the same people. Whether you describe one as a Yankee or one deep south or whatever, but it's all blue collar. It's all the same people. That's why, to me,
market teams.
Yes, I'll never hate on, to me, like Cleveland, Buffalo, like Cincinnati. I mean, there's no way, because I look at, they're not arrogant like, oh, the Jets, Giants, and they feel entitled, whatever it might be. Now, Steelers, that's blue collar because of the tradition. But Buffalo, to me, is like the Saints North. Or even vice versa. So that's why, hey, you're fighting with your brother. It's almost like if you look Thanksgiving night, it's like the Bills and Saints. It's like you have a pickup game in your backyard, and the two brothers, whether you're playing basketball or you're playing tackle football and a little bitty space. You know, you love your brother, but you want to beat him. So I don't have no hate for any Bills fan.
Trevor, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and happy Thanksgiving. George in Monroe. What's going on, George? You're on WWL.
How you guys doing?
Well, good. Thank you.
Hey, George, what you got, dog?
Bobby, I got something for you before I get off of him. You just hold on there, buddy.
All right.
But I want to ask y'all a question before I get what I was going to ask about. But the Saints, and y'all have mentioned in book several times.
So you want Ian Book to start at quarterback tomorrow night? Is that what you're saying?
No, I like to have. I would like to have Taysom Hill start.
That could happen.
But what if he's hurt? Wouldn't you rather him be close to 100%?
He's fine now. Okay. As far as the injury report, he's not there, he's not even listed as questionable or out.
So you would say that he's 100% against Buffalo, but what if he would be even better, because you don't have no Alvin Kamara against Buffalo? What if you utilize him in the Buffalo game as a hybrid player, but maybe starts a quarterback against Dallas? Would you be against that?
No, that makes perfect sense to me. You know, now this is a big game for us, and we need it more so than we've ever needed any game, but if they happen to lose this game, they still got a shot.
Oh, yeah, for sure we got a shot. Yeah, but we're not out of it.
And I also think we still got a shot at the division. Because we've seen...
You got to sweep Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, I think we can do that. If we get healthy by then, I think we can do that.
No, listen, I think if we had all hands on deck, this is when when we had the news of Michael Thomas in June, Christian, I was like, I said, well, I still think we can win 10 games. Remember when I told you that?
Yeah.
But right now, losing to the Eagles, I'd be shocked if we win more than 9 games. I think, look, we're 5-5 right now. I think we're more 9-8. 8-9 type team. Now, I'm being a realist. Don't hate on me, but I'm just telling you, you cannot lose a game like how you lost to the Giants and Atlanta, and then what happened to the Eagles. Now, it doesn't matter who's playing. That's why I still think 9-8 might get you in the playoffs, but as far as 10 wins, I'm not on that bandwagon anymore.
George, thanks for the phone call. We'll step away and come back. Glenn Gilbo, SEC columnist at Outkick.com, next here on WWL. Bobby, tomorrow at 3, Saintsgiving officially begins with our Saints game day crew before the Black and Gold's primetime matchup with the Buffalo Bills and the Caesars Superdome. Scott Alexander, Steve Geller, Fans First Take, and then it is the Bud Light countdown to kickoff at 5 p.m. And we hand it off to Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. 7:20 kickoff, Saints and Bills on Thanksgiving Day. Looking forward to that.
So you think we're going to win?
I'll save that until tomorrow.
Okay. I would take the points.
Yeah.
You know, 6.5.
I'm going to save that for tomorrow, all that.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. We need Alvin Kamara, I think, truly to help our offense.
Glenn Gilbo joining us now, SEC columnist at Outkick.com, also covers the Saints. And Glenn was the first to have Dave Aranda as the lead candidate for the LSU head coaching job. Also, remember going back to the spring, Glenn was all over the Jay Johnson hire, and he's the one that put him as a serious candidate, and also the one that broke the story on Jay Johnson being hired as LSU baseball coach. And he's got some good sources. Glenn, how are you, man?
Good. Good evening, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. So you still think Dave Aranda is the lead candidate?
I do. I think he is the lead candidate, and hopefully they can get him away from USC, because Billy Napier is pretty close to being named the Florida coach. That could happen sooner than LSU's coach is named, actually. So if you'd hate to see LSU lose Aranda and then not have Napier to get.
Well, you know, Glenn, with that being said, do you think there's any truth to, like, the big money people, whatever? They go like, what, we're going to go after Billy Napier? And they might be a little pompous considering that's Louisiana Lafayette, almost like their little brother, versus LSU. Do you think that even comes into play, or that's not even a factor? You look at Billy Napier, you hear the rumors, whether it be TCU, Virginia Tech, and now Florida. I'd be shocked if he was back at Lafayette. So you look at those opportunities. But how does Dave Aranda feel like, considering that's where his background, Southern California, to go to USC? Now that's a different animal in the Pac-12, considering, boy, if you can recruit, I mean, a lot less competitive, I think, compared to what you're dealing with in the SEC. So does that come into play with Dave Aranda? And so with Lincoln Riley, is that something pie in the sky? Or, I mean, because then you hear like $12 million a year. I want you to elaborate on all of that.
Well, it'd be great if Lincoln Riley was still in the picture. He might be, you know. I mean, Scott Wilbur could be pretty stealth. Maybe he has a deal worked out already with somebody and is just keeping it quiet until he can after the season, or when it's right. You know, it's kind of scary because, you know, Dave Aranda is from the L.A. area, went to school there.
Right.
Grew up there, and USC would be a great job for him. But he liked it at LSU, so hopefully he would pick LSU over USC if it comes down to that. I think LSU blew it on Napier because suddenly they got interested after Florida was interested instead of before.
Glenn, I don't mean to interrupt, but you're really muffled. We're not catching.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, I can hear you now, Glenn. With that being said, though, does all of a sudden, does Coach Napier become more attractive to LSU because Florida's interested in him? Because I still think the pompous people, some people might hate me for saying this, but they just think, like, what? We're going to get, we want, like, a big splash. We want the big fish. And we're going to get the UL coach? And I think Coach Napier is outstanding, and he's going to have success. But I think a lot of LSU people would look at that as settling.
Yeah, and that's wrong, you know, because LSU people have this attitude about UL, and
right.
You have to look at the coach that's at the school, not the school. And UL is a much bigger program than it was 20 years ago, you know. But a
right.
lot of LSU people think it's some kind of little high school, and it's a pretty good mid-major football program. And
I agree.
And Billy Napier is a heck of a coach.
Glenn, did you say Lincoln Riley's not in the picture?
I said I'm not sure if Lincoln Riley is still in the picture or not. I hope he is in the picture, and possibly Scott Woodward, you know, could have something going on in the back channels for him. But not hearing as much about Lincoln Riley as it did last week, you know,
right.
He's a guy that might not want to leave Oklahoma unless it's an NFL job. You know, I mean, that's a pretty big program to leave, and he makes a lot of money there anyway. So,
but Glenn, what if LSU's willing to pay him? Now, you always have to look at the buyout and all that, but $12 million, and I would say that LSU's a better place to recruit players than Oklahoma. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because, yeah, if you look at the roster in Oklahoma, it's a bunch of Texans. LSU can get a handful of Texans. They can go to Florida and the proximity of Georgia. That's why I think Georgia is so attractive, how close they are to Florida in the southeast. But I look at LSU versus Oklahoma. But if you're getting $12 million, now I want you to comment on this. If this is prolonged, because Oklahoma's still in the playoff picture, if you're an LSU fan and you're a Lincoln Riley fan, don't you want Oklahoma State to win this weekend where Oklahoma is now out of the playoffs? Because if they win, they're still hanging in there for the postseason maybe.
Yeah. But, you know, if you got to wait for the right coach, you got to do it. And you know, the heck with the recruiting class. I mean,
okay, that makes sense.
It's better to get the right coach and sacrifice a few recruits here and there than to make than get in too much of a hurry for a hire just because the signing date's coming up. Plus, you got another signing date after. And recruiting's not the problem at LSU. It's roster management and player development. So if they got to wait to get the right coach, then do it. I mean, look how long Alabama waited for Nick Saban to get finished with the Dolphins that time. So,
right.
You know, that's got to be the most important thing. And I think Lincoln Riley would be a home run hire. And yeah, LSU could pay him $12 million, but, you know, Oklahoma could probably match it. And he's been at Oklahoma a long time. I could see where LSU would be attractive to him. You know, maybe he's taking Oklahoma as far as he can take it. And he's been at Oklahoma a while.
Right.
He was there as an assistant before, and he was in the Big 12 before that under Leach. He's only 38. Maybe it's time for him to check out the rest of the world. But you know, I don't know what's in his head. He might be very happy at Oklahoma along with his family. You know, so it's not like everybody just wants to go to LSU.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's a great job, but I mean, you know, it's not like Baton Rouge is a destination city. You know, and neither is Norman. But you know, if you're from there and your background's there, you kind of like to stay there.
Well, the only thing, and do you view your career or potential in the long run, do you want to be an NFL coach? Now, the NFL, they're not going to give him $12 million. But what if they compensate you well? Because, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches, at least 6, get fired every year in the NFL. And if that's then all of a sudden, if you look at what's happened with Arizona, I mean, that's all of attractive. Well, like, look at Kingsbury. People say, oh, he's over his head. He ain't doing anything. Look in the NFL. Come on, he has his team rolling. So I think Lincoln Riley can look at that opportunity, right place, right time. But, Glenn, the other question I have for you, because it seems like early on he was in the mix because, you know, when you look at when you're trying to please everybody and you're dealing with even social justice issues maybe – what came about, Mel Tucker. You know, you got an African-American president now. I would think he's definitely aware of Mel Tucker, especially they had the big win against Michigan. They beat him, what, back-to-back season, then they got waxed by Ohio State. And look at a big deal he signed at Michigan State. So, Mel Tucker, is that gone pecan with him or what?
Yeah, I think LSU was very interested in Mel Tucker at one time, but I don't think that's possible now because of his new contract. I don't think he's going to come now. And you know, Michigan is not a threat to Michigan State the way it was when Saban was leaving Michigan State. I mean, Michigan State's, you know, for the most part is better than Michigan and has been
right.
for some time. So he can kind of run that state. You know, he's definitely been better than Harbaugh. So, you know, that's another big name that's just not interested right now, just like Jimbo Fisher, I don't think, was ever interested in LSU this time around.
Well, you know, that's why I look at, like, Jimbo Fisher, looking at him and the AD, they tighten all that. But I'm looking at, okay, look at the recruiting class. My understanding, number one recruiting class in the nation at A&M. And LSU has a lot of money, but A&M even has more money. Does that make sense?
Sure. A&M does have more money, you know, just like Texas. I mean, they have the facilities. They're able to pay everything, you know. But, you know, LSU's funny. They're always saying they don't have money, but then when they need money, they seem to find it
yeah.
every time to fire a coach, to pay his buyout. And Woodward's definitely able to. I mean, Woodward's spending money on women's basketball coaches. That's never happened before,
right?
At LSU. So, you know, I don't think money is the object. I mean,
right?
You know, but these other schools can match LSU. And you know, you mentioned the NFL with Lincoln Riley, Bobby, and it's the same thing with Lane Kiffin. I think both of those guys are future NFL coaches.
I agree.
Lane and Lincoln Riley don't have to leave their present jobs to be more attractive for an NFL job. I mean, they can go to the NFL from where they are.
That's it. That's right. I agree with you 1,000% on that. And now, Glenn, looking at, you know, you want to be and win in all phases, offense, defense, special teams. I mean, you even look at Lincoln Riley, the success they have had in Oklahoma. But, man, their defense sucks. Now, I don't know, it might be this day and age that we live in, and it's like whoever has the ball last wins. But there's nothing to write home about with the Oklahoma Sooner defense. Now, does that matter, or you just take the offensive mind that he is, and maybe you might be in games where you're winning, 52-48?
Well, he could hire a good defensive coordinator, and LSU can play good defense. That's his tradition, and I would think he won't hire a worse defensive coordinator than Bo Pelini. That would be impossible.
Right.
Durante Jones is a rookie defensive coordinator, and he's already doing pretty good. I mean, he's improved in recent weeks. They've been playing some pretty good games.
Without a doubt, since Alabama. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, see, I think that can happen. I mean, Lincoln Riley, to me, is what LSU needs to hire, an offensive coordinator type head coach, like Lincoln Riley, Jimbo Fisher, or Lane Kiffin, or Napier. He's an offensive coach. LSU has never had a true offensive coordinator head coach. DeNardo and Les Miles were offensive coordinators by title, but they weren't really offensive coordinators, let's face it. And then every other coach they've had has been kind of defensive. So
right.
I think that's what LSU really needs to join the rest of the world and hire an offensive coordinator type head coach. That's why I think Napier is a better candidate than Dave Aranda. But LSU apparently has already lost Napier to Florida because they just couldn't go. They didn't think they could go after Napier because he was at ULL. I think that's part of it.
I agree with you. That's why I'm telling you the arrogance of LSU, the big money people. They think we don't want to go after our little brother, Louisiana Lafayette, whether that's right or wrong. You know, it's all timing and where you're at. But I think, Glenn, that's right on.
Glenn Gilbo, SEC columnist at Outkick.com. Thank you, Glenn.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, Glenn.
All right, coming back for Keith in New Orleans East, and I think George from Monroe wants another shot. So we'll get to George, too. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
This is a classic right here.
Everything is giving, guys. Hope you guys are feeling good going into this holiday, this Thanksgiving. But my question is, you know, the last 3 or 4 years we played on Thanksgiving, and last year we played on Christmas. And I'm wondering, I mean, is it time for the Saints to petition the schedule makers to, you know, to make us a regular part of Thanksgiving slate? I think that, you know, I think we'll...
Well, they might, Keith. That's a great point you're making.
They made several appearances on Thursday night.
No.
Thanksgiving
since 2010. This is the thing. Why? The Saints were made for prime time. Whether it's Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, they've been very entertaining, high scoring, and always relevant. So when you look at it right now, it just stands to reason, and there might be a case in point. Look, Thanksgiving tradition. You wake up, and then they might say, well, come to the lunch day. Okay, the Detroit Lions are playing. Okay, I might come now. Then you got the Cowgirls later. But the Saints might be at night. But you're looking, like you're saying, this will be in New Orleans. 4th time playing on Thanksgiving, all taking place since 2010. And the one thing, we have not disappointed. We whipped the Cowgirls in 2010. We whipped the Falcons in 2018 and 2019. So hopefully we can four-peat against the Bills. But the Saints have been entertaining on Thanksgiving night. So if we part of Thanksgiving, it will always be that Thanksgiving night game. And that might be the case. It's all about the ratings. That's what the networks look at.
Keith, thanks for the phone call. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Sorry we couldn't give you much more time. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.